Welcome everyone to the Blind Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision by guiding them to profitability.
Let's go.
You're listening to episode 193. And today we have Asriel Ratz. Through his 7 years of experience in online marketing, Asriel Ratz has perfected the process of helping companies find the best audiences and develop the best ads for their business. His clients include Postmodern Jukebox, Sabrina Philip, Thinkific, Freightos, Home Talk, The Daily Dot, Tenzo T, and United. I mean, these are some sick. United with Israel. Yeah. If I stopped there, it would have been a completely different conversation. But either way, man, these are some great companies that you're working with. And we're going to learn a little bit more about how you obtained them, and in addition to how we can help our social media efforts. But Asriel's expertise is Facebook ads. And I can personally say that this gentleman has helped me out just clarify a few things that have been pressing in our business, and I couldn't be more honored to have you on the show, man. So welcome to the show. How's your day going so far?
Going great. It's actually already nighttime here. Had a very nice day so far, and nice. Excited to be here on this podcast.
This is a good nightcap, I can say the least, right? So before we get into the heavy-hitting questions about business, entrepreneurship, and all that other fun stuff, we have to talk about the most important things in business, and that is food. So imagine you just had the absolute best day of your life. Where are you going to eat, and what are you going to order to make your day complete?
Well, the question is this the healthy version of this conversation, or is this like...
Dude, this is the best day ever. So this can be however you want to answer it. Take me to wherever place you want to go.
Okay, well, I would tell you that my wife and I, we have this tradition of like, we travel to a random city and we go to their fanciest meat restaurant and we order their mixed grill, and it's like this nice platter of all the meats. That's basically like liver and like steak and spring chicken, like the whole nine yards over there. Of course, we keep kosher, so it's not like you don't really get to experience the whole thing. But yeah, the meat, and then the dessert is ice cream and Belgian waffle, maybe a souffle in there. Dude.
That sounds pretty awesome, man. Any city that's like that the comes go-to. To mind, any city that comes to mind of like some of the ones that you travel and did this with.
So we live in Israel. So there's a city up north called Sfat, or Safed in English. And they have this amazing meat restaurant that's like $50 for this. I think it's like two trays of meat.
That's
and
awesome.
It's an unbelievable experience. So
very cool.
Been there a few times. That's
well, kudos. That's a great answer, man. If anybody lives in Israel or wants to go, definitely check that place out. In the
and
city,
I happen to be free that day, so
there you go. Yeah, exactly. Only if they're paying, though, right?
Absolutely.
So the first real question on the podcast is: tell me about a time that you felt lost or blind in business, and how did you overcome those obstacles?
Absolutely. So, I would say that interestingly, the time I felt most blind was when I was at a place where it was probably last September, this past September, so almost a year ago. And I was at a point where I had filled my client list. I could not handle any more client work. Mm. And I was at a point where there was no way I could do more work, but I didn't feel like I was making as much as I should be for someone who had a full schedule of work. So it was kind of like this point where I realized that where I am right now, I, one, can no longer charge the rates that I'm charging. Mm-hmm. Two, I need people to help me that have done this already, because the fact that I got here means that I didn't prepare my business in the right ways to make sure that doesn't happen again. And three, like, I can't do this to myself again. I can't, you know, I think I was working with like something like 20 clients all at once in the same month, all running new campaigns.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was just an overwhelming experience. So that's, it's very important to, so the first thing I would say is like, there are people who have done what you want to do already. And if you can pay them to learn the secret of what they did, it's well worth the money. So since in the last year, I've spent over $10,000 in coaching from people who have done similar things to what I've, not specifically in Facebook ads, but in the service-based business. There are people that have seen that, seen stuff before, how to, you know, build businesses in the right way. Two, I realized that I can't continue charging what I was charging then. I've since tripled my prices since last September. And the third thing I did was I also kind of like put a cap on the amount of work that I can do in a month. So it's true, I can handle 20 clients all at once, but I can't do all the internal stuff in my business and all of the external stuff in my business and all of the client work I need to do in my business. So I've since hired 3 contractors to make sure that I've covered all the internal work in my business. And now I'm working on building the external stuff, you know, like responding to potential clients through email, setting up automations to make sure that I'm not missing anyone that might have emailed me, whatever that looks like, making sure that I have a CRM set up so that every time someone comes in, I know who they are, where they came from, and what we already talked about and how to follow up with them, all that stuff. And I've been building that stuff out over the last year so that that experience I had doesn't happen again.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. And honestly, I want to get right to the nitty-gritty of the conversation. And you mentioned Facebook ads and you scaling, I guess, hiring your services because of how effective and efficient that you are. So I would like to just talk about a post that you made, and the question was, why do businesses get poor results with social media advertising? And you proposed the question, but I would like to hear your actual answer to your own question.
Well, I'll tell you that I didn't propose the question. It was a question that someone had on their personal post.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
Someone posted the question on their post, okay. And they got a whole bunch of questions. The actual question, if I remember correctly, was, what would happen if you work with someone and they spent $10,000 on ads but didn't get any sales? What would you say you accomplished through that? Mm-hmm. So this was my answer. That long block of text was the answer that I had given to this person in their personal page post, in their post from their personal page. Mm-hmm. But before we get into those three things that I do want to talk about, it's really, really important that before you spend a dollar on ads or a dollar on marketing or a dollar hiring anyone or setting up a website or anything, you need to have clear business goals of what you want any of these things to accomplish. Because you could hire the greatest marketing person in the world, but if you tell him, all I want is to get my video to 100,000 views. Mm-hmm. So that person, hopefully, if they're the best person, will then respond to you, why do you want to get 100,000? What is getting 100,000 views going to do for you? What is getting 20,000 people on your email list going to do for you? What is the reason for the numbers that you're hoping to achieve? Usually, it's because of a monetary amount you want to make. You want to sell 10,000 of these products, so therefore you want 100,000 views on your video. But if you focus on the views on your video, you're not necessarily going to hit the benchmark that you really want. Mm-hmm. So before you hire anyone or spend any money, you really need to figure out, what is it I want to achieve in my business so that I can set up a system that allows my business to achieve that goal? But if you're so focused on vanity metrics like getting to 10,000 likes on your Facebook page or getting 50,000 people in your group or whatever these numbers are, those aren't the necessities to sell your product. Those are just steps in the direction that you can use to sell your product. Mm-hmm. But if you spend all your money up front on these things that don't really matter for your bottom line, you're not going to get any closer to your actual business goal. So before we talk about, you know, how to understand people and what kind of funnels to build and all that stuff, we really need to know, what is it you want to achieve in your business and work backwards from there. Mm.
Really smart. And so let's go through, like, although you're saying this is as you're hearing this, I'm sure it's like very fundamental, right? Like we all need business goals.
Unfortunately not.
Exactly. Unfortunately, it's not. And so like, I would love to hear from you. Do you see a lot of vanity type of goals? And does the vanity type goals translate into sales?
Do I see vanity goals all the time? I see vanity goals. I literally had a conversation with a potential client in the last month that said that her goal was to get her Facebook group to 50,000 people. Yeah. Sorry, 5,000 people, so that she can sell 100 of a product.
Gotcha.
And I said, and it's kind of why would you put money into growing a group if you don't need the group to get the 100 sales and then move people into your group over time? You don't need to focus exclusively on the group so that you can sell. Yep. Just sell, and along the way, you know, fit it into your marketing funnel so that during the process of the sale, they join your group.
Yep.
Right? So it happens all of the time. People think they need something, but really they need something because they want something else.
Because they see somebody else,
right? And that thing gets in their way. Like it blocks them from clearly thinking that this is where we want to go. Hmm. But I will tell you that this is in general, a very large issue, to the point where every speech I give on Facebook ads starts with that in mind.
Yeah.
And the reason is because if anyone knows how Facebook works, the first step in setting up a Facebook ad campaign is on the campaign level, where you choose the optimization for your ads. And it gives you a list of impressions, brand awareness, video views, app downloads, clicks, canvas ads, lead ads, conversions. And you can choose from any of these like 20 or so conversion campaign objectives. And most people are just choosing the one they believe is going to get in front of the most people. Mm. What they don't realize is that by choosing the one that fits most directly with their business goal will allow Facebook to optimize all the results for the campaign for the thing they want.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's why it's so important to really have that in mind, because if you don't, you're running ads for clicks and you're wondering why no one's buying. Mm-hmm. And it's because Facebook isn't optimizing for that process to happen.
And so you have this idea of sales, right? Let's go above the norm of, because I do think a lot of people have a good foundation of how to use Facebook ads, or at the very least the benefits of it. So we have the goals in mind, and now we have to, attack in order to obtain a sale. Could you give us some insights on some practices, best practices that we can take in order to obtain the sale on Facebook? And let's just assume that it's a digital product, because for this moment, it's going to be like the easiest. They go on a website and they buy. So I guess it could be physical too, but for the sake of conversation, the transaction, the transaction has to be done online.
Okay. So, in general, my advice to businesses is to not attempt to get the first sale using a Facebook ad. Mm. What you want to do is, there are plenty of organic methods to sell your products. Either, post enough times on Instagram using a hashtag, join a bunch of Facebook groups about your topic, and you will find the people you want to reach. And what you want to do is get as many people as possible through the organic methods. Because if you can understand how it happens organically, you can basically mirror that experience using Facebook ads. Mm. And I want an example from a previous client that I had. There's a company, not important what the name of the company is, but basically they're a do-it-yourself computer for kids, which means that a parent will buy their 8 to 12-year-old a box. You open it up, and it gives you this giant blueprint that's like the size of a table. And you walk step by step through this essentially like Lego build-a-box type of thing, and you end up with a working computer. And you can literally play games on it, and it helps you build a mouse and a keyboard, and shows you like a tracking light, the whole nine yards of actually building a computer. And the one catch of the whole thing, is that it's a $300 product. So most people aren't buying their 10-year-old son or daughter a $300 toy. But if you understand that this is for educational purposes, then maybe for their birthday or for the holiday, you will spend the $300 to buy the product. So I sat down with the CEO and I said, how does this product sell organically? And he walked me through. He said, well, we have an article on TechCrunch, and we have a bunch of videos that we have, and we have a ton of amazing reviews on Amazon. So what'll happen is people will find us through the TechCrunch article, and then they'll see the product, they'll love it. So they'll go to Amazon, they'll read a few reviews on Amazon. And then what they'll do is they'll try to find if any of their friends have bought the product or similar product. And they'll do some research, they'll search on Facebook to see if anyone else posted about it, maybe on Twitter, anyone follows or whatever it is. And then at that point, when they've decided they want to buy it, they won't just go and buy it. They will tag their spouse or share the post that they saw with their spouse and say, let's buy this for, you know, Jenny's birthday. And that's the process that leads the person to eventually buy it for the kid's birthday. It's not going to happen today, but it will happen. They will go and buy it for the next birthday, the next holiday.
Right. That makes sense.
So I said, we can literally take this entire process and rebuild it using Facebook ads. So there's this amazing tool called Snipply, which I don't know if anyone's not familiar with it. It's essentially – it does two things. The first thing is it allows you to send people to any website in the world and track the time on that site with a Facebook pixel. So we were able to send people to TechCrunch, and we could retarget them on Facebook and see how long they were spending on the actual TechCrunch article. So we had a Facebook ad with, like, I think it was like a 30 to 45 second video, sent people to the TechCrunch article, and the quote and the actual text on the ad were reviews from Amazon. Because remember, that was part of the organic process where they went and they wanted to see how other people thought about the product. So we had text from the Amazon reviews. We send them to the TechCrunch article. And the second thing that Snipply does is it allows you to put a call to action directly on the page on the TechCrunch article. So the person's reading through the article, and on the bottom left, either I think it's across the bottom of the screen on mobile, on the bottom left corner on desktop, it says, want to learn more about this company? Click here to buy now. Excuse me. And when they click to buy now, it brings them to the homepage. And on the homepage, there's this very large buy now button. That button adds the product to cart. That is the first time when the person sees the price of the product. Right? So at that point, they see it's $300. And that's what makes them go back to social, comment on it. You know, this is a really great gift, but I'm going to wait until whenever time to buy the present. So essentially what happened was we ran these ads and we were targeting totally cold traffic because we already knew they had buyers that were interested. We knew the type of people that were going to buy it, and we knew the funnel worked. So we targeted cold people. I think we specifically chose countries that were really interested in STEM, like interested in engineering or stuff like computers. So we did, I think, Netherlands and Sweden and then parts of America, like, you know, obviously like California, New York, Miami, like places like that. And we ran the ads to those places, to cold traffic. And what we found was that people were watching the video, clicking to the TechCrunch article, going from the article to the homepage, and clicking the buy now button for $2.52 on average. So they were getting all the way to the point right when they were about to buy, and then they learn about the price for $2.50, which is insane. That's huge. Then what was crazier was when we went back to the ad. Remember, an ad on Facebook. No one likes ads on Facebook. We went back to that ad and we saw that people were sharing the post and tagging their spouses in it. And so we were literally recreating the entire organic process using a single Facebook ad. And I wish I could tell you that the second half of the story was that we were able to run ads in another month and get all the sales. But that's unfortunately where our testing ended. But what we ended up with was something like over 2,000 people who had no idea who we were go from having never heard of us to watching a video, reading an article, coming to the homepage, reading reviews from Amazon, sharing the post, adding it to cart, all of these things exactly as the person would do to save the product for when the birthday or the holiday comes to go and have that, buy the product for their kid at that time.
Yeah. And so that leads me to my next, I mean, that's amazing results. Now, obviously, tracking the actual purchase, that's the next hardest part. But to you, that's not your concern. You did your job.
Well, no, it definitely is my concern when I work with clients.
Well, of course, yeah, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. So that's definitely. But what I meant was, in terms of a development piece, you've done your job from a Facebook approach and an ads approach, and then there's also an element to the design element of the website in order to convert them into a customer. That's right, what I was trying to say.
Our hope was that we would run retargeting ads over the next month. But unfortunately, the company had some internal issues and they had to turn their ads off.
Yes.
So I couldn't tell you the rest of the story. But the hope would – I mean, I don't want people to come to me to run ads so that I could get them a whole bunch of add to carts. That's not my goal.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
My goal is to make you more money than you spend.
Sure.
If you're not doing that, you know, after our testing period, which we're going to get into in this – hopefully get into in this conversation – I don't want to waste your money. That's the last thing I possibly want to do.
My question more so resided around along the lines of the remarketing approach, and that was the next step. So how important is remarketing to the process? It doesn't have to be this person in particular, but it could be like any of your clients or examples you want to give.
I mean, I would say that every business should be spending as much money as they can in remarketing. Mm. So I tell businesses that if you only have $2,000 to spend on ads a month, every penny of that $2,000 should be focused exclusively on people that already know you. Let's just say this. If you can't sell to your best people, you won't sell to people that have no idea who you are.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
And so what are the best, or maybe not the best, maybe that's just a poor choice of words, but what are some examples of really good remarketing, retargeting type of efforts? Because I've seen testimonials, I've seen the validation articles of like, we've been in TechCrunch, I've seen just like normal ads. So I'm just curious, like what has worked well for you and your clients in terms of remarketing or retargeting?
Yeah, so the first thing I will say is what I mentioned earlier, which is you really want to focus on how the process already works for your customers. We want to be able to step in on Facebook ads, replicating what already happens. So if you're able to see that people come to your website, and then the first thing they do is they go and read testimonials on your website. You want to make those testimonials available as soon as possible in the process so that they don't get bottlenecked in that process. But after you can, you know, what you really want to do is really just get in front of them as often as you can with different messages, all of them having to do with the exact pain points of why someone would go and buy this product.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And something that I think that I don't think most other marketers agree with is that my personal opinion is the more someone knows you, the less you have to say. Hmm. So if someone's already spent the last year following you, you don't have to run a 28-minute ad trying to convince them to learn more about your product. They've already done that work. So if you're running ads for remarketing, it could – literally be just as simple as you pulling up your video, your phone, you know, or you have a fancy camera, whatever that is, and you just say, hey, I'm Israel Ratz. You know me. You read my articles. You've seen me on podcasts. You watch my videos. I would love to help your business, XYZ, whatever it is. Click below, read more on the landing page, or, you know, read more on the click below to learn more. That's it. That's the whole ad. What is it? 20 seconds long, 15 seconds long. You upload that video. And you run that as a remarketing ad. And what that allows your potential customers to do is they already know you. They probably recognize your face if you've done your job right. They already know you organically. They've seen you in email and on Facebook, wherever other places you are, YouTube. And when they see your face, they already know you. They trust you. And when you tell them, just, you know, move to the next thing. If I were to spend 5 minutes talking to you, the likelihood is you'd stay on Facebook for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I want you to do. You're not any closer to buying my product if you're sitting on Facebook for 5 minutes. So if I make a super short 15, 20, 30 second video, you finish watching the video, and what can you do next? Well, the thing you do next is what I just told you at the end of the video. Go click to learn more. Mm-hmm. And now instead of spending 5 minutes on Facebook, you're spending 5 minutes reading my landing page.
Mm. Interesting. That's cool.
And that's really what I want to do for remarketing. Say as little as I possibly can to move you to the page to buy the product.
Do you think the lead gen advertising, is that effective for small businesses, small agencies, small companies? Or do you think that aspect of marketing is more so for like the bigger businesses with the larger audiences / the larger budgets?
I'm clarifying. Do you mean lead ads on Facebook, or do you mean collecting emails in general on Facebook? Lead ads are talking about those pop-up ads that,
I would say attacking a market that don't know about you versus the idea of retarget people who have gone onto your website and know about you. Is it worth it while for a small business or a startup that's listening to go through the process of trying to find the new market to educate them about their brand versus focusing 100% on, or you know, whatever that percentage is, on the people who know and already know who you are and have been to your website?
So, I mean, I think for most small businesses, if you focused only on running ads to the people that know you, you'd run out of money, meaning you'd run out of people to talk to, right? If you have a $5,000 budget and you have 1,000 people coming to your website every month, so how much money can you spend talking to that same 1,000 people?
Right.
So what I did was I actually created a 4-step funnel that essentially allows you to build this process out for your business. And the exact specifics are very important for each individual business, but the general thought process of the funnel is, I think, would be very helpful to answer this question. So my approach is what I call ATTS, which stands for awareness, transformation, taste, and sale. But we're going to work backwards because that's what we've been really focusing on the remarketing idea. So I want to work backwards from STTA, right? So we're going to start with the sale. So the sale, you're not going to run ads to buy your product to people that have no idea who you are, unless you're some really crazy viral product that's like super cheap, like under $25, and people are sharing and you made this amazing video. Like, maybe that's worth it to run to cold traffic. But if you're a high ticket product sale, or you're a real estate agent or whatever it is, you want to focus on the people that already know you. So what you want to do is create buckets of users on Facebook that you can target that know who you are: your website visitors, email subscribers, Facebook likes, Instagram engagement, people that message your Facebook page, people that watch any of your videos, people that have messaged your Facebook page, and you can create this whole list of people. And by the time you turn around, many businesses can actually probably come up with like 10,000 people between, you know, you made a Facebook Live, you shared it into a group, and then that group, that video got a whole bunch of video views from your exact target market. You just built an audience of 500 people that watched just 3 seconds of that video. So we want to take those people and sort them based on your belief of the quality of those people. My assumption is your email subscribers are probably better than your website visitors, but those are probably better than your Facebook likes. And those are probably better than someone that just, you know, liked or commented on a single post. And those people are probably better than those who just watched 3 to 10 seconds of a video.
Yeah.
So you basically list those audiences in order. And we start by starting with the most, you know, the closest to the buy, the emails, run an ad to them. Does that ad get you to sell your product?
Yeah.
If yes, amazing. You now know an ad that works for your email subscribers. Would you think that same ad would work for your website visitors? If yes, amazing. Facebook likes? If yes, okay. Page engagement? If yes, video viewers. And you just created an ad that now you know, you've proven out, works for each of these audiences.
Yeah.
And let's say there's one of those audiences across the line, it doesn't sell to them. You know, like, it sells to your website visitors, but it doesn't really sell to the page likes or to the post, the page engagement. So what you do there is you go back one step, what I call the transformation step. Sorry, the taste step. We're going backwards instead of forwards. the taste step. In this step, what you want to do is you want to let someone try out your business. So an example I like to give here So if you're a product, these are really easy. You just do like a free plus shipping offer. You create a small version of this. So I had a client for consulting, and what I told them to do was, a company that sold tea as a consulting company. And what I told them to do is to take a single tea bag, or three tea bags, and give three tea bags away, and just have the person cover the cost and the shipping. Mm-hmm. So it costs them, let's say, $2 to make these three packages, put it in the box, and ship it to your house. Mm-hmm. You pay $4, and you get to try the three bags for free plus shipping, or for $2 plus $2 shipping, whatever that might be. That makes them break even with the cost on the sale, and it allowed their potential client to actually try out and taste their product. So that works really easily on the physical product side. But if you're a digital product, it's probably even easier than that. Because what you could do is, the example I love to give is a sales coach. You're a sales coach and you have a sales script. And this script is a script you've used to generate $1 million for yourself, and your clients have made in the hundreds of thousands, if not also $1 million, using this exact sales script. Now imagine, I can hand you the sales script for $15. You pay $15, you get my sales script. You could take that sales script, start getting on phone calls, and you could generate potentially thousands of dollars for your business for something you paid $15 for. Now, when I then retarget you to an ad selling my $2,000 course, you've already generated $5,000 mm-hmm. from the thing you spent $15 for. So the fact that I allowed you to taste my product means that by the time you get to the sale, it's a no-brainer offer. You're already ready to buy anything I have to sell because you've already generated so much money from my essentially free product. And so what we want to do is just work ourselves back. So, you know, the direct to sale worked for the emails and the website visitors. And then we need to create the taste ads for the, let's say, the Facebook likes, the page engagement, and the video viewers. But then you start getting into territory of people that don't really know you as well, maybe lookalikes or interest-based targeting or geographic targeting. And what we want to do there is two different things in a funnel of sorts with ads. And those two things are awareness and transformation. So if I'm scrolling through Facebook and I have no idea who you are, in the first 5 seconds, you have to tell me why I should care. Because I see plenty of ads on Facebook, and there's plenty of people that do the same thing as you do. And unless you're pretty convincing, I don't really care what you have to say. That's it. So the first thing you have to do is show me that you know what I care about. So you want to start off your first ad of you ever meeting me. You want to start off with an ad that clearly defines my biggest problem in whatever it is you can solve. So let's say like this, I want to lose weight. So my biggest pain point right now is every time I try to lose weight, someone brings out that, you know, Belgian waffle from the beginning of this podcast with a bunch of scoops of ice cream. And all of a sudden I look down and I eat the whole thing. I don't even know what happened. Mm-hmm. It's gone. It's gone. I don't even remember eating it. So imagine if I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see an ad for weight loss, and it literally pinpoints the, you know, constantly craving desserts. Imagine if you could still lose weight, like craving desserts, something like along that line. Mm-hmm. You're creating basically, you're literally taking my exact pain point and showing me how I could still get results following what you have to say without giving up what I, like, you know, whatever it is, giving out what I want or getting up at 5 a.m. to work out, whatever the scenario is in this situation. And then you need to transition from grabbing my attention with my biggest pain and showing that there is a solution to what it will look like when it's all over. Because if I can envision that after working with you for a year, I will wake up, you know, with more energy, I'll fit into my clothes better, I'll enjoy the food I eat more, and we can go on with all the amazing benefits of losing weight. Mm-hmm. If you can show me, don't tell me about like the meal plans and the workout. No one wants to hear about those things. What I want to know is when it's all over, what will it look like? Like if you're a business coach, I don't want to hear about all the hard work I'm gonna have to go through. I want to hear about when I'm done in 6 months, I'm gonna be generating $20,000 a month in my business. I'm gonna, you know, have less stress in my life because I'll have built out systems in my business to make sure that each of these things are happening because you've already done a similar thing and you've already hired people. You already know how to hire people. You even know how to build systems so that they know exactly what to do and how to do it before you ever hire them. So if I could hire you as a business coach and skip the first year of my business attempting to figure it out myself, of course I would do that.
Yeah.
Because I know what the transformation looks like. So this, when you put all four of these together, awareness, transformation, taste, and sale, you've created a way to reach people who had no idea who you were, grab their attention with their biggest pain point, and show them there's a solution, and then give them the vision of what the transformation could look like at the end when they're all done. Allow them to taste your offer by giving them something they could try right now in their business, in their relationship, in their health, in their life, whatever that is. And then once they've seen the value you can already give them for something you're basically giving away for free, you can sell them your full product and they'd be happy to buy it because right. They already know that when it's all over, they're going to get to where they want the solution they've been looking for and solving the problems that they've had all along.
Yep. Yeah, I love it. I mean, that's a very, what I love about your approach to marketing is how easy you put it, you know, like, I know it's very difficult to do, but you put it in layman's terms where people can actually apply it. And it's something that I've always respected out of you after following your journey for the past, you know, I think we've been friends on Facebook for a while now, but never really had like a formal heart to heart other than just like Facebook messages and things like that. But you're always the person that I think what I love, not to keep saying how much I love you so much, but you practice what you preach because you get people to taste what it is that using your analogy, you get people to taste your intellect behind Facebook ads.
Right.
And then once they're ready to buy, there's only one person that they can go to essentially. Yeah. Right.
That's it. Yeah. That's exactly it. Love That's it. Why content marketing works. That's the whole theory behind content marketing.
And I think a lot of people are doing it, I'd say incorrectly, bad. I don't know what the word is, but is there anybody that for people to reference this? Because I'm the type of person that loves ideas, that loves to see the ideas being executed. So, for example, you say, I need to do this in my business. I ask, okay, show me an example. Is there anybody that comes to mind or any type of business or anything like that where you're like, you know what, these guys, girls, whatever business is doing content marketing right to kind of stir up the pot or for their business or lead generation?
Yeah. So I'm going to mention three names. You probably know all three of them. We're probably connected. You're probably connected to all three of these people. The first person that comes to mind on the top. Okay. We're not going to do on the top. Fine. Scott Oldford is in my mind the one that he nails this down to a T. Every post, meaning between him and the second person, who's Mitch Miller. I don't know if you know Mitch. So yeah. I got to meet both of them in San Diego. Between the two of these people, they basically decided that we're getting into the point where you can no longer sell content. So they basically give every recipe away for free. If you go to Scott Olfer's website, you will never stop seeing an ad in the rest of your life. Like, that's it. Like, but every single ad he shows you is a 28-page ebook and a 38-minute webinar. And he literally never says the word, like, he never says the words, I want to sell you. Mm. He never tries to sell you ever throughout this process. And you could follow him for a year and a half before he ever sends you an email like, okay, I'm opening up 5 more spots in my program, you want in. And he will literally give you every single thing on a platter and ask for absolutely nothing. And Mitch Miller also does this. So Scott Oldford is essentially like a really, really amazing business coach where he could take your entire business and say, here are the 38 things you're doing horribly wrong, and here's all the people you need to hire to fix all those issues. Hmm. And he's like pinpointed exactly what each of those steps looks like. And he's done it. I think he has like 7 multiple million-dollar businesses that he's run. And it's just amazing what he basically just like looks at your business and says, here's all the things you need to fix right now in your business. The second person is Mitch Miller. So Mitch actually lives in Thailand, and he, I'm just going to move over for 1 second. And he has a business that sells creating content, like he writes content for your business for a fee. So he'll write like basically, I think, a post every day for your business page, 5 days a week. That's the thing he sells. Mm-hmm. And he will literally give you away every secret of how to write good posts, how to attract, you know, how to, you know, convince people psychologically to read more, what gets people to buy, all of these things. He gives everything away for free. I think he held, if I remember correctly, he held an event last year, and it was like this 5-day event, and he charged however much money for it. And then he literally the next day uploaded the entire series of videos from the conference. And he said, I would be afraid that the people that came to the conference would feel sad that I'm giving all the content away for free and they paid for it, but they know that they didn't come to learn it all. They came to network with all these people that came. Mm-hmm. So the value of the event wasn't the speeches, that they weren't paying for the content. They were paying for the networking, and they all made plenty of money from that. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving all of the secrets I gave to them away for free.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So those are like, that's really when, you know, when you've gotten to that level where you're able to, like, there's no secrets. Like, I've told you everything there is to know. Mm-hmm. Like, this is how you do it. And if you apply it, it will work. The problem is that people don't understand the incredibly minute details of, you know, when you start getting down to it. Well, how do I optimize on the ad set level to make sure that the convert, you know, to track for video views instead of clicks, or for impressions instead of engagement? Like, all of these little tiny things, those become the things that bog people down, when really you really just have to think like, well, who do I target? And this is I think the main question from the beginning. The three biggest problems people have is the three basics when it comes to ads, which is, who do I target? What's the right way to get in front of them? And what does the funnel look like to sell them the product?
Yeah.
And if you forget about everything else and just focus on those three things, who are the best people I want to reach? What type of ad do I want to reach them with? And what does the funnel look like to sell them? That is going to get you a whole lot farther than trying to figure out, you know, do I test these two ad against each other and run one with like, run optimized for engagement and one optimized for conversions and run them again. Like, all that stuff, like, that's really great and really important after you've gotten all the rest of the stuff down.
Yeah. You know, we can go on and on for hours about this, because I have probably about 1,600 more questions that are on my list of questions, but I know we have to also pay respect to everybody's attention span, because we all know people nowadays have the attention span of like of a goldfish. So, Ezreal, I'd like to just say thank you so much for your time. Absolutely. To talk about everything that you mentioned. I think there's so many nuggets that we could take away today. I'd like to give the next 30 seconds to promote whatever it is that you have going on. How can people learn more about you, be a part of your journey, and potentially become a customer?
Yeah, absolutely. So I focus on two places. One is my Facebook page, Rats Pack Media. I post 5 days a week of videos on there. There's over 1,000 already. Good luck catching up. And the second place is my personal Facebook account. I tend to share those videos, and on top of that, create a lot of written content on my Facebook, my personal Facebook account. That's Ezreal Ratz. And for those people who are selling a high ticket product, my specialty is scaling a business that's already doing between $15,000 and $20,000 a month. Help them scale their business to, you know, 50 plus, 60, 70, $100,000 a month using Facebook ads. If that's you, I'd love to chat. Send me a message and let's see how we can scale your business together.
Love it, man. Love it. Well, to those that are still watching and listening, thank you guys for always liking, commenting, and subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube and head over to tbeshow.com for more interviews. Go out there and execute your vision, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.